FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Abalobi, uplifting small-scale fishing communities through technology for good.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine, and today I'm chatting to talented and iconic chef Mogo Jansen, who has a strong community spirit and is a passionate supporter of Abalobi. Welcome to the show, Mogo.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
So good. So good to be chatting to you. We know with the benefits of being a high-profile chef, what comes with it is a level of responsibility when you're sourcing your core ingredients. So tell me, what is your personal philosophy in this regard?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think it's always been a huge part of who I am, not only as a chef, but also as a person and how I live my life. And I don't think being a chef is just a single kind of way, you know. You need to know what cooking is and where are you getting it from. And so for me, it always starts with questioning everything. And I think when I came to South Africa, I was not a chef. I've always been very keen on food and new things. So I probably came with a lot of opinion formed with my foreign eyes, so things that I'd never seen before. And I think I realized very quickly that South Africa was not so proud of their own produce. I'm talking about the 1990s.
Yes.
And foreign produce was more valued. And it's always been my philosophy to use what's here because it's amazing. And people come from far and wide to experience what we have, never mind about traceability and, you know, all of that and the sustainable aspect. I think we need to tell the stories of where we are.
But we are so lucky to be here in the Western Cape when it comes to prime produce being grown on our doorstep and we can celebrate local producers every day. I think practically, you know, the home cook often looks at what we have out there and what chefs are doing and wondering how they can mirror this ethos that you have. What are your suggestions?
I think we have stopped thinking that the supermarket is our go-to. And especially with this past year, where there's so much more online available, there's so much more produce that will be delivered to your door. You can belong to food hubs, you know, and it's made a lot easier, actually, I think, to buy the right produce. And yes, you mentioned Abalobi, and obviously that's one of the big ones when it comes to, well, one of the main ones when it comes to fish, with a fish with a story. It's traceable, and it makes a difference in many people's lives. And I think all these things have to count when we make our choices of what we're going to eat.
Yes, and I think also the movement where the home cook is wanting to know more. They want to understand what they're eating and, as you said, where it comes from. What is the origin? And there's nothing more exciting than opening your front door and seeing somebody delivering with a passion a fresh produce like a fish on ice. And you can then trace with a QR code where it's coming from. So I feel like we've moved into a different way of loving food.
Definitely. And everybody was forced to start cooking at home, you know, because you had to. And I think for many people, it has either started that love or it has rekindled the joy of making your own food. And with that, questioning, and where do I get my ingredients? And how do I order it? And how do I make a difference with the choices that I make?
Yes, we can all make a difference.
Absolutely.
And as we're moving now into spring, Mogo, what ingredients are you excited about? Because they're all starting to make their entrance.
Oh, there's a lot always in spring. And when I still had a restaurant kitchen, it used to be very exciting when artichokes and stinging nettles and waterblommekies. I mean, they're flowering big time here around Franschhoek. You know, I love all of that. And I hear the first yellowtail are making their appearance,
which,
you know, is very exciting.
Yes, I also cannot wait to get into my kitchen. And tell me, when you are at home in your kitchen in that beautiful village of Franschhoek, what music would be playing in the background?
Oh, that's a big mix. My son is nearly 17, so that kind of plays part in that. You know, over a Sunday morning, it's generally a piano concert of of any kind, but it can roll into a bit of Ishmael Lowe, and then there's the new favorite of Thomas, and I actually really like it too, is Milky Chance.
Wow, a little bit of everything.
Yes, depends on the mood.
Exactly the same as what's in our fridge. So all inspiring. But Marco, thank you for that, and thank you for sharing with us how you look at food and who you are as a chef.
Thanks very much, Jenny. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Abalobi, uplifting small-scale fishing communities through technology for good. FMR.